Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And today we're going to talk at you about grammar for a while.
Right.
We're talking about one thing in particular, or actually two things, that people often confuse. The first is a phrase.
爱理不理。
And the second is a grammatical pattern that looks a lot like that, but actually means something quite different.
爱 something something, 不 something something.
Yeah.
Let's see the first one first. 爱理不理。
The way this breaks down is interesting because when you read it, word for word, it looks like it means almost the opposite of what it really means.
爱理不理。
Right, so, you know, love, pay attention, not pay attention. Well, how are you supposed to interpret that? Right, it doesn't really make sense word for word, it's just a phrase.
没错。爱理不理。
So the best way to learn this phrase is just by seeing it in context.
他很傲慢。见人总是一副爱理不理的样子。
He's really stuck up. Whenever he sees somebody, he acts like he couldn't care less. And that's what 爱理不理 means there. It means that somebody just doesn't care.
就是不在乎、不介意这种的。
Yeah. And
不关心。
So, yeah, it's just uninterested. And frequently it does connote this kind of arrogance.
所以就是很傲慢的意思。
Right.
我们再听一遍这个句子。他很傲慢，见人总是一副爱理不理的样子。
He's really stuck up. Whenever he sees somebody, he acts like he couldn't care less.
一会儿你热情点儿，别总是爱理不理的。
God, I hate translating 热情. It's basically perk up, right? Be more enthusiastic. Don't always be so 爱理不理。
一会儿你热情点儿，别总是爱理不理的。
Don't always be so aloof. Above it all, so removed, so calm, sorry, so cold, so distant.
Indifferent.
Indifferent, yeah.
我们还有最后一个句子。他一直爱理不理地坐在旁边，让我们很尴尬。
He kept sitting there off to one side, as indifferent as could be. It was very awkward for us.
他一直爱理不理地坐在旁边，让我们很尴尬。
So that's 爱理不理, and just learn it as a phrase, use it as a phrase.
没错。爱理不理。
The next thing we're going to talk about looks an awful lot like this.
It's 爱 something something, 不 something something.And usually, 我们把动词或者是形容词放在中间。
Yeah, so it's the same shape as what we just looked at. And this is a structure you will frequently hear in arguments.
爱去不去。
Whether you go or not.
反正我已经跟你说了，你爱去不去。
Anyway, I've said my piece, whether you go or not.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. And it's really kind of more aggressive or harsher than, you know, if you say the same thing without the I. If you say, 你去不去反正我已经跟你说了。Like, that's, well, that can actually be perfectly normal. It's not necessarily an argument. When you stick I in there, it's just, you know.
就有点语气上。
I don't care if you go or not. You know, it's really changing the tone.
很强。反正我已经跟你说了，你爱去不去。还有一个经常用的，爱信不信。
Listen, believe it or not.
这都是真话，你爱信不信。
This is all the truth, whether you believe it or not. And again, it's kind of aggressive there. It's, listen, you cannot believe it if you want to, but you'd be a jerk.
没错，就是这个意思。最后呢，我们还可以放形容词在里边，比如说，爱好不好。
Whether it's good or not.
你们俩爱好不好，跟我有什么关系？
What difference does it make to me whether you're good or not? Or the one we were talking about earlier would be like, you know, 你爱饿不饿？ Right?
这很不客气啊。
Yeah.
你爱饿不饿？ 反正我现在不想吃饭。
你爱饿不？It's really, it's harsh, right? It's saying like, go and be hungry. I'm not hungry. You know, it's really, it's pretty confrontational.
除了这个爱什么什么不什么什么的结构以外，我们有时候还会听到爱谁谁。
Right, which is just whatever.
爱谁谁，我不管。
Yeah, but it's also kind of dismissive, right? Like if you're kind of talking to me and, you know, just going, mah, 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 I can say, you know, 爱谁谁吧, right? Like, you know, I don't care.
没错。很有可能它不是你觉得那个 love 什么什么的意思。
It's frequently not. And there's actually an English, I've seen it as a t-shirt, a mug, and a rubber stamp, right, that you can actually put on documents. Like if somebody gives you a paper. And it's in English. It says, love your mother, hu hu, right?
In English?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is just a direct word-for-word translation of a slightly ruder phrase in Mandarin.
爱你妈谁谁。
Yeah, 爱你妈谁谁, which is just like, what the hell, what the fuck ever, right? It's,
yeah.
it's rude. Not very rude, but it's impolite. And it's even more dismissive than just saying, you know, 爱谁谁吧。
Right. Anyway, we learned a lot today.
Yeah, and what we learned is that you're not necessarily talking about love every time you see the I character.
Right, and usually, 有两种情况。第一种是爱理不理。
Which is a set phrase, and it just means to be indifferent, to be aloof.
没错。第二种是爱 something something, 不 something something。而且我们一般在这个后边会放上动词或者是形容词。
Yeah.And it means, you know, go ahead and be whatever, or whether you're whatever or not.
Mm-hmm. 没错。
And of course, if you're on the receiving end of that one, if somebody's saying, you know, 你爱饿不饿？
你爱饿不饿？你爱累不累？爱死不死？
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I don't care if you die or not. Well, you can always respond, 爱谁谁吧。
爱谁谁。爱怎么地怎么地。
Yeah.
Right.如果你们在用这个结构的时候遇到任何的问题，都可以给我们写信到 echo@popupchinese.com 或者在我们的网站上留言。
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Have fun.
下次见。
Pop-up Chinese, where pop meets culture.